Art therapy is a very simple process, really, of separating the thinking mind from the observing mind. When we think thoughts, they're usually fleeting thoughts. We don't give them a great deal of consideration, and very often we act on those inappropriately. When we think about our thoughts, then we paint a picture in our mind. Now, most people don't use the observing mind at all. They don't need to on a daily basis, but artists do, because if artists didn't use the observing mind, they wouldn't be able to paint a picture. So it makes a very good form of therapy for people who are experiencing mental health problems.
So what actually happened here today?
We started off by having a PowerPoint presentation which explained to people basically what happens in their brain when they feel anxiety and fear and get panic attacks and experience those sorts of discomforts. We identified the area of the brain that is affected, and we looked at strategies for coping with those feelings. Essentially, it's about accepting a lot of those feelings as normal and dealing with them, being able to manage them, rather than saying, well, I'm abnormal because I have anxiety or because I have depression. It's more about, well, everyone has levels of depression, everyone has levels of anxiety, but we need to manage it so we can get on with our lives.
So over the course of the next few weeks, you'll have more workshops like this, and then it will culminate in an exhibition of artworks that have been produced by the people that are taking part in the workshops. What's the aim behind all of this?
The aim is to raise awareness in the community about people with mental illness and to dispel some of the myths about it as well. But also the aim is to provide some services for people who experience mental health difficulties, and to make them feel as though they're welcome people in the environment, and that they do have talents, and because they may feel different or they have different experiences, they're still human beings and have an awful lot to give the community. And I think the art exhibition will demonstrate that, because we've had some marvellous work just come out in the first workshop today.
Are there particular issues facing people with mental illness that live in smaller communities, like some of the communities around here in South Gippsland?
Yes, there are. In some cases, there are families who will deny that their children have mental illness. There are difficulties, especially if there's more than one person in a family that has mental illness. And in the general population at large, there's not a lot of knowledge about mental illness. So people have a lot of fears about it. And one of the things that happens is somebody who does suffer from a mental illness is often labelled criminal. There's the assumption that they're going to do something terrible. And of course, that generates a lot of fear. And it's quite wrong. When people with mental illness get associated with crime, it's totally inappropriate, because if you look at crime across Australia, most of the people who commit crime do not have a mental illness.
So you're sort of dispelling there any kind of idea of a link between mental illness and crime. I'm interested in whether you believe there's a link between mental illness and creativity, because I guess if you look back in history at some of the most creative minds in all sorts of fields of arts, perhaps nowadays they would be diagnosed as having a mental illness. Do you think there is a correlation there between creativity and mental illness?
I think everyone has creative potential, but what happens with people with mental illness is, and it happens in the brain, it's a very physical thing, the brain has to compensate for some of the things that are lacking. It's like if a person is blind, you'll often find they've got an amazing sense of smell or an amazing sense of touch, and the brain does a lot of compensating for areas that may be a little bit deficient, and it's called brain plasticity. It's the brain's ability to heal itself by using other areas of the brain. And I guess what happens with mental illness is, yes, they do develop these amazing talents for art and for music and dance and theatre. And yes, there are many, many famous people in history who have had severe mental illness and produced brilliant works.
Are we likely to see some brilliant works produced here in Foster over the next couple of weeks, do you think?
Oh, most definitely. I've seen brilliant works already today, and I'm quite ecstatic about what has happened today.